This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, March 26th. Well, this is kind of a holiday week because the markets closed on Good Friday, and then we have Easter on Sunday. So a lot of people are just distracted, and there's light volume out there. But there's a couple things going on that are significant that I should keep addressing. One is the exodus from ESG is continuing. A lot of this is what we call a red state backlash against the anti-fossil fuel crowd. And the Texas Permanent School Fund just announced they're going to pull $8.5 million from BlackRock. And it's just the latest example of that. Now, while all this is going on, UC Berkeley's having a corporate plus climate summit this week, and they do have a gal there who worked for the Biden administration that's pushing ESG policies. So there is a disconnect out there. There's states that are plowing ahead with ESG, and then there are states that are running from it. It's a very confusing world we live in, but the fact of the matter is that as long as green energy is more expensive than fossil fuels will rule, especially in emerging markets. So there is a bit of a setback on fossil fuels. The tragic collapse of the bridge over the Baltimore Harbor, which is a 1.6-mile bridge, is going to disrupt commerce big time. That is the largest coal export port in America. They also get a lot of vehicles. They also export LNG. There's a big sugar place there because they import a lot of sugar. It's a mess. They have to get the bridge out of the water because it's not safe for the boats to go through there. And that's going to take a long time because obviously that's a big heavy metal bridge. And of course it collapsed because a container ship hit it. Looks like it was out of control anyway. What a disaster. So that leads me to durable goods, which came out. And durable goods are all over the place, mainly because of Boeing. And they were revised to decline 6.9% in January. But in February, they went up 1.4%. So that's good. Boeing did receive 15 aircraft orders in February, up from 3 in January. But excluding transportation orders, durable goods are rising, and core durable goods, which excludes defense and transportation, rose 0.7%. So we want to see the manufacturing sector turn in the red, okay? ISM will be updated soon. You want to see the manufacturing recession end. Everybody's trying to onshore manufacturing. Supply chains aren't reliable. Now, there's a lot of things messing up supply chains. One is the Houthis in the Red Sea. The other is the drought in Panama, where the ships can't get through the canal. And now we have the port of Baltimore, you know, essentially the biggest port on the East Coast, not working right now. So there is this transportation bottleneck out there that can screw up a lot of things. But the more we onsource, the better off we'll be. As you may know, the U.S. is food energy independent. Most countries aren't. So, looks like we're doing okay. We have a small cap rally still underway. A lot of stocks are meandering higher. But this is a good time to remind you that small cap stocks are bunnies. They sit. They hop. They're very erratic. They trade around their earnings announcements. So, don't be upset by their herky-jerky movement. Obviously, the bigger, more liquid stocks benefit from persistent institutional buying pressure. And then finally, the U.S. was trying to get a security resolution through the U.N. that would demand a six-week ceasefire in Gaza in exchange for the hostages. That was vetoed by China and Russia last week. Israel wasn't happy with us. Anyway, but this week, there is a UN Security Council resolution demanding a ceasefire in Gaza. The U.S. abstained from voting. And Israel's all mad. And in fact, a big Israeli delegation headed to meet with the Biden administration that has been canceled. Obviously, this is going on because Biden wants to win Michigan. If he doesn't win Michigan, he probably can't win the presidency. And there's a group in Michigan that is not crazy about what's going on in Gaza. You know, there's a lot of collateral damage, but Israel's going to finish the job and protect themselves because there's a lot of soldiers, Hamas soldiers, that are surrendering now because they're starving. And, you know, they don't want to lose any momentum. So I think there was one instance where over 600 surrendered to Israel. So hopefully Israel can wrap this up. But, yeah, the U.S. and Israel are fighting big time. And the fighting with Ukraine and Russia still persists. You know, both those countries are going to be big losers from all this, and be great to see some sort of resolution. Of course, the Biden administration told Ukraine to stop hitting the Russian oil refineries because they don't want oil prices to go too high. But oil prices go up this time of year because it's the springtime. Demand rises. So, as we look back on this quarter, this is the strongest start to the year since 1999. It's a wonderful start. Earnings were better than expected. Analysts revised estimates higher. We got two more quarters of very favorable year-over-year comparisons. So we're going to have more earnings growth. And then we're going to have some Fed cuts, hopefully starting no later than June. And it's going to be Britain, ECB, and our Fed acting in unison. So we got a lot to look forward to, okay? So hang on, enjoy the ride, folks. Don't worry about little bumps and stuff. This is seasonal trading right now. It's fine to buy in dips. It's fine to sell in the strength if you want. But I wait to trade, okay? Because I don't have liquidity every day, even on big New York Stock Exchange listed stocks. So I just want you to be aware of that. That's how the markets move. It's officially called mean reversion from Citadel and all. But the bottom line is, if you're patient, you can sell in the strength, you can buy in dips. And we're going to finish this quarter on a strong note and get ready for the next earnings announcement season next month. So that's it. I just want to update you. Probably won't do a podcast tomorrow or because, again, it's holiday trading, unless something significant happens. So have a wonderful long weekend. And April's a seasonally strong month, so we'll have a lot to look forward to. Take care, everybody. Louis Navalero.